Welcome to this podcast brought to you by Poynter, the School for Journalism.
This is Roy Peter Clark, author of the book Writing Tools, 50 Essential Strategies for Every Writer. This is the podcast version of Tool 47, Recruit Your Own Support Group. Create a core of helpers for feedback. Now that we have dismantled the disabling myth of authorship as a lonely craft, you can free yourself of the need to rent a loft overlooking the ocean. Your only companions a portable typewriter, a bottle of gin, and a kitty named Hemingway. In the real world, writing is more like line dancing, a social function with many partners. As we've seen, some of those partners, a writing teacher, a workshop group, a web producer, a copy editor, may be assigned to us. Other helpers can and should be of our own choosing. You must create a system of support, both wide and deep. If you limit yourself to one classroom teacher or one editor, you will not get the help you need. You must create a network of friends, colleagues, editors, and coaches who can offer feedback, and maybe an occasional feedback. My support system changes as I change. I'm a different writer and different person than I was 20 years ago, so I refresh the team I have assigned to help me. This should be a radical concept to you, especially if you're starting out as a writer. You may say to yourself, I'd be happy with any feedback at all. I'm saying to you, don't settle for what is given to you. Whatever it is not enough. Work on developing the support system you need and deserve. Here are the kinds of people that I need in my writing. I need a helper who keeps me going, who says to me over and over again, keep writing. We'll talk about any problems later. I need a helper who understands my idiosyncrasies. All writers have quirks. The fleas come with the dog. I like to write in the morning, but not in the evening. I like to revise in the afternoon. I need a helper who understands my writing rhythms. I need a helper willing to answer my questions. In other words, someone who will say to me, how would you like me to read this, or what kind of reading are you looking for? I'm looking for readers who are always generous, but it helps my coach and it helps me to know the kind of problem that I'm focusing on. I need an expert helper to match my topic. My current interest often dictates the kind of helper I need. When I wrote about the Holocaust and the history of antisemitism, I depended on the wisdom and experience of a rabbi. When I wrote about AIDS, I turned to an oncologist. Such people may begin as interview subjects, but the deeper you get into a topic, the more they can turn into sounding boards and confidants. I need a helper who can run interference for me. On fire with enthusiasm for one writing project, I wake up early and get into the office before daylight and try to write for a couple of hours before my other work responsibilities forced an interruption. So I need somebody to help me protect and preserve that time in that writing space. I need a coach who helps me figure out what works and what needs work. An editor who can articulate the strengths of a column, ask great questions that will lead me to revisions and clarifications, and who can frame negative criticism with persuasive diplomacy. You may choose these helpers one by one, but over time they form a network with you at the center. You may address them as a group, via email, or ask them in various combinations to help you solve a problem. You can test the criticism of one against the wisdom of another. You can fire one who gets too bossy. You can send another flowers or a bottle of wine. It's good, on occasion, for the writer to be the king or the queen. And there you have the podcast version of tool number 47. Recruit your own support group. Create a core of helpers for feedback.